Civic Media brings you MHSAA High School Basketball on WMBL Radio. Our broadcast is brought to you by Fineline Tire, Turkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Dollar Bay Tamarack City Schools, where tonight the district will be determined between Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bolts and the Varica Vikings. My name is Josh Yolotello, pinch hitting for West Brom here again tonight in boys district basketball. Had a tale of two games on Wednesday night to get the teams here. The game you heard here on WMPL Radio on Wednesday night was one where the result was rarely in doubt, for that matter. It was taken care of pretty early by the Dollar Bay Tamarack City squad, and it was Liam Turtelot who did a lot. He had 24 points in the game, most of those coming in the first half as the Blue Bolts got out to a big lead. All of Caleb Kentala's 13 came in the first half as well. Noah Turtelot got into double figures with 10. Dollar Bay got out to a 16-0 lead in the contest and then went ahead 25-4 at the end of the first quarter. Things continued to go Dollar Bay's way through the second quarter, outscoring Lakeland and Hubble 21-9 and holding a 46-13 lead at the break. Sadly for Lakeland, things did not improve as the second half came along. They managed to score no points in the third quarter. While their defense did hold Dollar Bay to 14 points, all the damage had been done. It was 60-13 after three quarters. Clock was running, and despite any hot start that Lakeland and Hubble got off to, 7 points in the first minute or so of the fourth quarter, 15 points overall, it wasn't enough to overcome what Dollar Bay had in store. 71-28 was the final. On the other side of things, in Launce, the game came down to the final seconds with 8 to go in the fourth. Launce's Sam Lee put the Purple Hornets ahead by 1, 44-43, by hitting 2 free throws. The Vikings, who led by as much as 13 at the half, they needed a miracle, and they got one from Easton Foucault. After Daniel Connor inbounded the ball to Joseph Fish, he dribbled just past half court, made a pass to Foucault, who heaved a three-pointer up just before the buzzer went off. His shot was all net, and everything was chaos from there. Head coach John Beaver said after the game, he likes to take credit for the play design, but frankly, it was all Easton. Hats off to Launce. The atmosphere was electric. Now, interestingly enough, for Foucault, that was the only basket from the floor the entire game. He had made a free throw earlier in the fourth to get up to 4 total points. But it was a third meeting between these two conference foes, and Launce had actually beaten Barriga twice by more than 10 points each time. This game, however, was different. Launce opened dominating the first two quarters, leading 17-7 after one, and again a 13-point lead, 26-13 at the half. Purple Hornets head coach Rob Potter told his team at the half it was the worst first half of the season, but we're still in it. Coach Beaver from Barriga said the same thing, and he was right. He knew that going into half, 13 was not going to be enough. The Purple Hornets opened the third on a 6-0 run, outscoring the Vikings 14-5, moving the score 27-31 with 8 minutes to go. Sam Lee put the Hornets within one, 36-35, and a jumper by Quentin Sapanich actually gave them the lead with less than 2 minutes to go, the lead they kept until the final second. Daniel Connor led the Barriga Vikings with 16 points. Fish had 14. And for the Hornets, Sam Lee had 12. Talon Larson with 10. So a very different game than we saw on Wednesday night in Lakeland and Hubble over in Launce. And it should be a heated matchup between these two teams here tonight. And as we look back at the history of these two teams facing off with each other, the first meeting was in Dollar Bay here back on the 26th of January, and it was a 62-32 win for Dollar Bay in that game. But then just a couple short weeks ago on the 13th of February, the Vikings got their revenge on their home turf 60-49, handing Dollar Bay one of only two losses in their 22 games played so far this season. Meanwhile, the Berrigan Vikings enter today's game now with that last win on an 8-game winning streak, 16-6 overall. Should be an exciting matchup. There are some other games going on here tonight. We'll tell you about those as our pregame show continues. Here from Dollar Bay, Tamarack City Schools in just a few moments. You're listening to high school district boys basketball coverage on WMPL Radio.
Pets Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh cantaloupe, $2.99 with 5 points. Our family regular or thick slice bacon, 12 ounce, $3.99 with 5 points. Giant sweet strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Walworth's Old Fashioned Summer Sausage, 16 ounce, $4.99 with 5 points. And Tasty Choice Breaded Shrimp, 8 to 12 ounce, buy one, get one free.
Your neighborhood Pets Food Store.
Surplus Outlet is your footwear headquarters. Brands like Birkenstock, Keen, Dasco, Hey Dude, Skechers, and more. And of course, they have clothing for men and women from Cool, Columbia, The North Face, and more. Surplus Outlet, downtown Houghton. Open daily till 8, Sundays 10 till 4.
It's your job to plan where to go. It's Fineline Tires' job to help you get there safely with quality tires for winter driving, brakes and alignment, and any other work you may need done. Fineline Tire Hancock and Fineline Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guest.
Welcome back here on WMPL Radio. The Berrigan Vikings here in Dollar Bay to take on the Blue Bolts. It is the district championship game for district number 98. They will meet the winner of district number 97, and that is Bessemer at 15-6, taking on Wakefield Marinesco, also 15-6. That's one of the other games on the schedule for tonight featuring some UP teams. Crystal Falls is taking on Norway tonight. North Dickinson against Munising. Westwood, West Iron County. Kingsford will battle Gladstone. Marquette has Traverse City West. Menominee will face Iron Mountain. And St. Ignace has the undefeated squad from Pickford. All of those games are set for 6 o'clock local time starts. Now, Dollar Bay was the winner of the Copper Mountain Conference, 9-1 overall in conference this season. Bessemer came in next at 8-1. Ironwood, 8-2. Launce, 7-2. Berrigan was 7-3. Then Wakefield Marinesco at 5-5. Ontonagon, 4-7. Ewentrout Creek, 2-7. Same with Chassel. Lakeland and Hubble was 2-8. Watersmeet was 0-10. And as we look at the postseason awards, the conference's overall team of the year goes to the Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bolts. They were the Copper Country Division team of the year, and the Porcupine Mountain team of the year went to Bessemer. Coach of the year was Dollar Bay's Jesse Kentelo, while the player of the year also coming from the Bolts, Liam Turtelot. Defensive player of the year was Bessemer's Aiden Partnett. For the elite team, Liam Turtelot, who's in tonight's game, was on that elite team. So was Daniel Connor of Berrigan, Sam Lee of Launce, Chase Lane of Wakefield Marinesco, Jaden Verrett of Bessemer, and Leland Hollenbeck also of Bessemer. All conference first teams from the Copper Country Division, which both of these teams hail from, Turtelot and Connor, were there, along with Sam Lee, Josh Davitola of Lakeland and Hubble, and Dollar Bay's Caleb Kentela. In the second team Copper Country Division, Braden Larson of Chassel, Baron Colbert of Dollar Bay, Joseph Fish of Berrigan, Keegan Davidson from Launce, and Blake Lebo of Lakeland and Hubble, with honorable mentions going to Noah Turtelot of Dollar Bay, Grady Olson of Chassel, Talon Larson of Launce, and Easton Fuego of Berrigan. Also going on this weekend, you've got high school hockey. It is the quarterfinal at the Barry Event Center tomorrow, 6 o'clock start time. Houghton takes on Marquette. Winner will face either Traverse City, St. Francis, or Freeland. Those teams advanced on Wednesday night with Traverse City, St. Francis beating Petoskey 3-1, and Freeland knocking down Big Rapids 6-3. Of course, Houghton with the shocking upset over, maybe not upset, but a shocking defeat of Calumet 9-1, and Marquette 3-1 winners over Escanaba. We are getting set for our pregame ceremonies, which we will get started here. We'll take a timeout while those occur, and your starting lineups will come up next. This is High School Boys District Basketball on WMPL Radio.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
At Superior National Bank, our number one priority is making sure our customers have a superior experience every time they bank with us. That's why we have a variety of excellent checking accounts to fit your banking needs. Every new checking account comes with a free gift, contactless debit card, and 24-hour access with Superior National's online banking portal. Come see why our community has trusted us with their banking needs for over 130 years. Superior National Bank, member FDIC, and always a superior experience.
Why shop at Kirkus Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkus Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkus has it. Kirkus has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkus Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
Stop at Fine Line Tire before you hit the road this winter. Quality tires, properly working brakes, an accurate alignment, and any other work that you may need are the keys to getting you there safely. See Fine Line Tire in Hancock or Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you, the guest.
February is National Bird Feeding Month, and Erickson's has everything you need to feed your feathered friends. Black oil sunflower seeds, mixed wild bird seed, suet cakes, and more. Get 20% off in-stock bird feeders at Erickson's Feed and Seed and Pet Supply in Herrentown.
Getting us just about set for basketball here tonight is the District 98 Championship featuring the 16-6 Berriga Vikings and the 20-2 Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bolts. John Beaver is the head coach of the Berriga Vikings. Derwin Chaudier is the assistant coach, while Jesse Kentala is the head coach for Dollar Bay Tamarack City, with Wayne Lytle, Adam Luca, and Eddie Brecht as the assistants. The Blue Bolts tonight will wear white uniforms. The white uniforms have blue numerals with red trim, red and blue alternating on the sides. So the starters again being announced in alternating order here. Vikings will have the purple uniforms with the gold numerals, white trim. We'll see how much we can get of the starting lineups being announced there by the public address. So here are the full list of starters for the game. For Dollar Bay Tamarack City, it'll be number one, senior Caleb Kentala. Number two, junior Baron Colbert, who looks like to be jumping center. Number 13 is Noah Turtelot, a freshman. Number 20, Liam Turtelot, a senior. And number 23 is Tyler Yaney, a freshman. On the Berriga side, it will be number one, Sawyer Hendrickson, an eighth grader. Number two, Easton Foucault, a senior. Number 11, Joseph Fish, a junior. Number 14, Landon Smith, a junior. And number 23, Daniel Connor, a senior. As the Dollar Bay Tamarack City squad will open with the basketball, we are underway here tonight. First play is a turnover on Dollar Bay. And it will be Berriga to take over here. moving it up the floor and handoff there to Hendrickson, the eighth grader, getting the start here for Berriga. Thrown cross court, caught by Foucault in deep in the corner, tapped away on the inside pass, looking for Landon Smith. It's going to be Tyler Yaney who's going to get the tap away on that. Inbound goes to Foucault. Down in the corner, and they're looking for Landon Smith. Back outside. Foucault again. Hendrickson. Thought about the long three. Double team comes. They'll work it around the half-court line here. 45 seconds gone, and no score here. In the district championship at Dollar Bay. Pass is caught at the top of the key. Down low. Hendrickson outside. Three-point shot up is no good. Rebound by the Blue Bolts as Joseph Fish in the corner. Three couldn't get it. Blocked out of bounds. That is Liam Turtelot going to the basket and unable to finish there. But the ball will stay with Dollar Bay. Inbound comes to Colbert. Little soft toss to Noah Turtelot. Kentala. And now Noah drives to the basket. He goes in and one. Noah Turtelot with the drive down the right side of the lane, lays it up off glass, picks up the harm as well as Landon Smith will draw the foul for the purple and gold. And Turtelot will go to the free throw line here for Dollar Bay. A few right-hand dribbles, crouch, shot up, and good. Three-point play converted there for the home squad. They lead by that score, 3-0. Joseph Fish will work it across half court. Foucault now looking down low. Daniel Connor down below the rim and a foul and a chance for a responding three-point play here for Landon Smith. Daniel Connor came out to meet the basketball and the rest of the defense traveled along with him, leaving Landon Smith free for a layup underneath. Defense tried to collapse late, but it was too late, and the foul was drawn on Liam Turtelot. Free throw, no good. Tipped around, recovered by Berriga. Put up is too strong by Foucault, and Yaney gets the board for the Bolts. Ahead comes Kentala. Hits the gas through the lane. Left-hand finger roll, good. Kentala stretches it back out to three. 5-2 the score. Foucault. Little bounce pass there for Hendrickson. Right back to Easton, right wing side. Back to the top, swung to the left, all the way into the corner. This is Landon Smith. Yaney guarding him. Dribble drive, goes past him. Reverse layup, good for Landon Smith. Kentala finds Colbert in front of the Berriga bench area. Now he lifts for three. That one's a little bit hard. Goes off the glass, saved by Yaney, right to Noah Turtelot. Turtelot goes in and works back out for Liam. Liam pulls up to Jay, misses, traces down his own rebound in the corner, saved for Noah. Noah drives in, right side layup, no good. Connor steals it down from the glass, and Berriga is going to try to go all the way down the other end. Foucault had to pick it up and reset it back. Long three-point shot is up and no good for Daniel Connor. Yaney gets that rebound. Actually, it might have been 13 instead of 23, and we've got a whistle and a foul called away from the basketball. It's going to be a foul on Sawyer Hendrickson, his first, team's second, 5-4 the score here in the first quarter. Dollar Bay's got the lead with 5 minutes to go, just 3 minutes gone. Colbert corner three is up, and it's down. Baron Colbert doubling up now. It's 8-4, Dollar Bay in front. Colbert quiet offensively to an extent. Had 7 on Wednesday night of his team's 71 points. Down low, this is Smith outside. Three-point shot for an answer there is no good. Rebound tipped to Colbert. And the Bolts hustling down the floor. Kentala, little drop step there. And for Noah and Liam Turtelot, back for Kentula, calls it out here, looking for the screen. Picks one up. Now a wide open corner three chance. Turtelot doesn't take it. Back outside, Colbert, who just hit one, hits another. Baron Colbert, back-to-back trays, 11-4, as we hit the halfway mark of the first quarter. Vikings get it across. Hendrickson, three-point shot is offline, and a foul is called on the rebound. And it looks like we've got a timeout being taken by Berriga here with 3:56 to go. In the first quarter, it is Dollar Bay 11 and Berriga 4. Just a quick 30-second timeout. Like I recognize a couple of our officials out there here tonight. Steve Nordstrom working down the Berriga side right now. Let's say that's Rob working the baseline. And our older gentleman here with his ponytail. Unfortunately, I don't remember his name off the top of my head. So apologize to he and those who are listening. I don't have his name here tonight. 11-4, Dollar Bay has got the basketball to inbound from their own baseline. And it will be Caleb Kentula taking his time, working it across half court. They're at the logo, going to his left, dribbling left. With the left all the way to the basket on the baseline, no good. Rebound collected by Noah Turtelot. Offensive possession remains alive. Baron Colbert, little head fake. Through the legs and back to Caleb Kentula. Kentula. Surveying. Waiting. Now for Liam Turtelot. Turtelot goes into the lane. Gets a trio of defenders. Finds Yaney, who gets fouled. And I think it's going to be a second on Landon Smith. Can confirm that is 2 on 14 in purple and gold tonight. And Tyler Yaney will head to the free throw line here for the Blue Bolts. Banks it off the glass. Counts just as many. That is 1 for Yaney. Second one to come on the shooting foul. 12-4. 3:22 to go. First quarter. District 98 final here tonight. And Yaney's free throw. Back irons that one. Rebound scooped up by Daniel Connor. And off into the corner, Easton Foucault for Joseph Fish. And Sawyer Hendrickson looking down low. Catch is made by Connor. Turns and fires. It's short. Rebound goes to Kentula. Kentula has players down floor and threw that one too tall and out of bounds. Berriga basketball as we get a substitution. Yaney will get a rest. First appearance of the game off the bench for either team, I think. And it will be in the form of Connor Lytle, senior number 22 for Dollar Bay. Vikings work it ahead. Down into the corner. Three-point shot for the Vikings. Halfway down and spit out. Anybody want to grab the rebound? Finally, it's Kentula. And he races it down the floor. Finds Turtelot underneath. Reverse lay, a little soft, but recovered by the Blue Wolves. Kentula inside of the free throw line and back out. Now down low, Lytle for Colbert. Colbert was open. Didn't take it, though. Now Kentula gets around his defender. Inside for an open corner three. Noah Turtelot can't get it. Rebound tipped around and recovered by the Vikings. As it is Joseph Fish. Bounce pass to the corner. Daniel Smith for three. No good. Rebound Lytle will pick that one. Excuse me, that's Noah Turtelot grabbing that one. And another 2 minutes to go. Score remaining 12-4. Dollar Bay, Tamarack City Schools in the lead. 19-2 regular season. One win already in the postseason as the Seas part. Kentula to the rack for a layup. Defense just slacked off too much there. Got their heads turning, and Kentula accelerated by as Fish throws it cross court. Now into the corner, Hendrickson, touch pass down low. Low block, double team, doesn't matter. Connor gets his own rebound and puts it in with the foul. Daniel Connor gets the third basket of the game for the Vikings. First two coming from Landon Smith. Connor a chance to complete a three-point play. His teammate was unable to convert on earlier. And he finishes it. So a three-point play for Daniel Connor, and it is 14-7. Old-fashioned football score here between Dollar Bay and Berriga. Dollar Bay on the dribble is Kentala over for Turtola. Liam into the lane, spins back outside. Noah, he refeeds. Then outside for Kentala's three. Offline, rebound Connor. Connor starting to pile up some of those boards here in the first quarter as we hit 1 minute remaining. Probably got four or five of those or so right now, I would say. Touch pass going to Connor down low. Double team comes. He's fighting through it. Off the glass and scored again for Daniel Connor. And it's 14-9. Don't look now. Berriga's coming on back. Making it more of a game here with a couple of successful offensive and defensive possessions. Ball tipped out of bounds there by Connor as the pass intended for Colbert tipped away. 36.1 to go in the first quarter. Dollar Bay inbounds. Kentala will get it back from Noah Turtelot, the senior Kentala. Diminutive, but very smart on the floor. Down low, finds Colbert. Colbert steps back for a corner three, halfway down again and spit out. A couple of those shots from either team have looked true, but unable to finish as Coach Beaver calls out for one final play of the first quarter. 7 seconds to go. It's Fish. Cross court for Foucault. Now Hendrickson got to make a play. Fish got to shoot. Somebody has to. Can't do it. And the first quarter comes to an end with the Berriga Vikings trailing the home team, Dollar Bay, 14-9. We'll step aside for a timeout. You're listening to Boys High School District Basketball on WMPL.
Copper Shores Community Health Foundation is proud to introduce you to Do Good Volunteer of the Month, Amanda Wilmer from Keweenaw Youth Basketball. Amanda's commitment to this program extends far beyond its creation. Her dedication, passion, and hard work have allowed the program to inspire kids to stay active, build confidence, and develop a lifelong love for sports. If you know an incredible volunteer like Amanda, go to coppershores.org/do good and nominate them to be recognized as the next Do Good in the Copper Country Volunteer of the Month.
Get blankets for every occasion at Surplus Outlet. Good for camping, hockey games, or decorating your home. Plus, Surplus Outlet has water bottles, thermoses, coffee mugs, stainless steel wine glasses, and so much more. Surplus Outlet, downtown Houghton.
Packed house here tonight in Dollar Bay, as one would expect. The district championship between the Blue Bolts and the Vikings in the home. Fans currently happy with a 5-point lead, 14-9. Opening tip was won by Dollar Bay, so Berriga will start with a chance to cut it to a single possession here if they can do so, as Connor will be the inbounder and throws it back for Easton Foucault, another senior on the Berriga Vikings. Hit the big three to send him here on Wednesday night. Hendrickson. And now at the top of the lane, and a foul is called. It's on the floor. I think it's Yaney. And it will be. It's his first, team's first, then obviously here in the second quarter as well, as we're just 15 seconds in. Called for a hold there on his opposite 23, Connor. Deep inbound went to Hendrickson, who lost it through his legs, and an over and back will be the call. Hendrickson a little bit frustrated with himself, you can see, as he walks back towards his own three-point line. Unforced error. A little bit of defensive pressure, but probably didn't need to go through the legs on it if he didn't want to, but that is what happened. And a turnover there for Berriga. Noah Turtelot to Liam. Bolt's going to see if they can make him pay. Outside, Noah drives back in, swung around Colbert. Near side corner three is good. Splash again. Three triples for Baron Colbert tonight. And he's matched the Berriga output. The team leads 17-9. Down low, Connor turns, shoots, and is fouled. And I believe that is Colbert who got him on the wrist. So Connor will step to the free throw line, shooting foul here. No good. Dollar Bay, of course, a semi-finalist in the state handful of years back. Second free throw is good for Connor, so he splits the pair. And a timeout is going to be taken here. I believe it's by Dollar Bay. And it was just 52 seconds into the second quarter, 17-10, the lead. Again, the winner tonight will advance to the regionals. That game will be held in Houghton on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock scheduled start time. Dollar Bay is in this game. You will hear it here on WMPL. Again, a reminder, Michigan Tech hockey coming your way here in probably 10 minutes or so on Mix 93 tonight as the Huskies host Bowling Green for the finale of the regular season. Six big points up for grabs. Top five teams all have a chance to walk away with the regular season championship. Huskies one of those teams. Back to play here is Noah Turtelot working with the basketball. Right side of the lane. High glass. Can't get it. Rebound by the smallest player out there. Buried underneath was Sawyer Hendrickson. And he grabbed the rebound with ease. 17-10. Again the score here with Dollar Bay in front. Connor doubled. For a moment, three-point shot for Foucault is good. And back to 4 points, 17-13. Kentala inside, and a traveling violation is called. Deed up there by Foucault, who just hit that three-point shot and ends up forcing Kentala into a little bit of a physical error there. Pinned into a bad spot, dragged his foot a little bit. Not much, but enough for the official to get the attention and a turnover there. Down low, they look again towards Connor. Again, he gets his hands on it. Turtelot fires it off the legs of Connor. And it will be Bolts basketball. They had a short discussion about it for maybe a second or two. And moving it up the floor is Liam Turtelot, Conference Player of the Year in the Copper Mountain Conference. Step back jump shot there for Turtelot's no good. Rebound fought for and gathered. Landon Smith. And the Vikings under six to go here in the second quarter. Hendrickson over for Foucault. And now Smith, who hasn't scored since the first two baskets of the game for the Berriga Vikings. Hendrickson and Foucault. Easton just hit the three, drives to the rack, a little short, rebound and put back there for Landon Smith. And Landon Smith collects on that. We have a one possession game, just 2 points the difference. Noah to Liam. And Liam will dribble here for Kentala, and now Noah. For Colbert. Colbert to the dribble, into the corner. Kentala thought about the three, didn't have a good angle at it. His pass is tipped and stolen by Connor. Berriga can tie or take the lead with a three-point shot here. And Foucault. And Fish. Back for Easton, near side corner here to the right. Now Hendrickson looking down low, quick to double. Opens up Landon Smith and a corner. Look, here comes Foucault. Pull up jump shot. Banks it in. We are tied. 17-17. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Colbert's got three trays. Doesn't take this one. He gives it to Kentala, who goes to Noah Turtelot. He cannot get it to go, and a foul is called on the rebound. Liam Turtelot gets a piece of Joseph Fish and will draw the foul. his second of the game, third on Dollar Bay here in the second quarter. Timeout, Berriga. With 4:23 to go in the second quarter, it is Dollar Bay Tamarack City 17, Berriga 17. You're listening to MHSAA High School Boys District Basketball on WMPL Radio.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
Welcome back inside the high school gymnasium at Dollar Bay Tamarack City Schools. See the list of 1,000-point scorers down the way there, the Borsums. Most recently, you get players like Connor LeClaire, Gavin Hill, Ashton Janke. Some pretty good basketball players for the Blue Bolts here in recent years, and it's why they've been so successful and made some good runs in the tournament. Looking to do the same here with Coach of the Year, Jesse Kentala, Player of the Year, Liam Turtelock. Berriga, though, trying to spoil that here. It is 17-17. The Vikings have the ball. Fish around the outside of the three-point arc with Connor and Landon Smith. A little pump fake there for Connor. Back outside here. Continuing to work. Ball is loose. Foucault gets it. Triple team comes. Jump ball whistled right away. And it will be Dollar Bay basketball. Well, now Dollar Bay will look to reassume a lead. They've held for the vast majority of the game. Liam Turtelot throws it to Lytle. Outside, worked around for Baron Colbert. Open three. That one is no good. Rebound tipped around by Lytle. Eventually taken by Hendrickson and the Vikings. As it's Fish working the top of the circle towards his right. Flushed back towards the left where Foucault is. Landon Smith picked up by Lytle. They refeed back to him down low. Connor tight under the bucket, but Liam Turtelot couldn't do a whole lot defensively. He wasn't in ideal position, more underneath the basket itself, and with two fouls. So he let that play go there, smartly so. 19-17, Berriga with the lead. Turtelot and Colbert. Colbert, drive outside. Extra pass goes to Noah Turtelot. He fires his way inside. Now Colbert to the corner for three again. That one is no good. And the rebound to Berriga. Fish. Working across the timeline here. 2:35 and counting, second quarter. Berriga giving the Blue Bolts of Dollar Bay all they can handle so far. A steal inside, Noah Turtelot. Noah sets it for Kentala. Right back for Noah. And Liam Turtelot. In the shadows of the Berriga bench area, works it back towards the top. Kentala finds himself open for three. It's drifting left and no good. Rebound collected there. Connor. Still 19-17, visiting squad, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Yaney going to be ready to check in, next dead ball. Berriga has not made any substitutions at this point. Landon Smith steps into a three-point shot. It is well wide right. And out of bounds. The player substitution takes place. Lytle to the bench, Yaney to the floor. Been the only player-for-player sub we've really seen all game long. Colbert gets underneath, rises up, and is going to draw a foul on the play. A chance to go to the free throw line here for Baron Colbert, the junior wearing number 2 in the Dollar Bay blue and white. His counterpart Foucault gets the foul. His first, team's first here of the second quarter with 1:37 to go. Free throw perfect there for Colbert. Becomes the first player to reach double figures in the game. Now he's up to 10. And 11. 19's on the board with a minute and a half remaining in the first half. Farragut won at the wire on Wednesday. Dollar Bay had little trouble with Lake Linden-Hubble. Hendrickson throws it across, almost taken away. Colbert. Now Hendrickson was open down low for Landon Smith. Smith turns around. Extra pass was there. Now they get it to Fish in the lane for Smith and Hendrickson. And the Vikings are going to settle it back down and regroup on offense with 1 minute to go in the first half. Fish down towards the baseline. Work back outside. High pass corralled by Hendrickson. Into the lane. Dumps off for Connor. Good patience. And the layup is good. Had to wait for two defenders to jump out of the way. And now a double dribble call on Dollar Bay. Caleb Kentola called for the double dribble in the backcourt. Took his eye off the ball enough, and Steve Nordstrom was right there. And makes the call. 21-19 with 40 seconds to go here in the first half. And now an over and back call. The inbound pass went close to the half court line for Easton Foucault, and he couldn't keep his balance there. A really dangerous and unnecessary, difficult position to put his feet in, and it results in the over and back violation. So one turnover begets another, and when it's all said and done, a wash. Dollar Bay with the basketball. 30 seconds to go in the half. Turtelot lifts for three and rattles out. Rebound Hendrickson. Dollar Bay trailing by 2 points. Defensively looking to stop Barriga from stretching it to a multi-possession lead at the half. Long three-pointer from Fish is no good. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds. A sea of hands. And they will give it to Barriga. There were more Blue Bolt hands in there than Connor's one. And I think there were three different Dollar Bay groups of hands fighting for it. Inbound for Connor into the corner with 9 seconds. Tipped away and stolen. Kentola for Colbert. Colbert all the way. Layup and one with 2.3 to go in the first half. Evens the game at 21 with a chance to make it a Dollar Bay lead going into the break. Foul is called on Easton Foucault. That is his second. And Baron Colbert back to the free throw line to complete the three-point play. And he gives the team the lead with a perfect free throw. Inbound for Barriga. They won't get a shot off before half. And that is where things stand. Vikings had a chance to take a multi-possession lead at halftime. But the quick hands and feet of Caleb Kentola get the steal. The bounce pass and the drive all the way to the basket for Baron Colbert. And it is 22-21 Dollar Bay with the lead. We'll step aside for a timeout. Your unofficial stats coming up here. You're listening to MHSAA Boys High School Basketball on WMPL.
Are you weighing decisions about your financial future? Not sure where to start? Our team of wealth management advisors at Superior National Bank are ready to guide you. Whether you're getting close to retirement or just getting started in your career, we are here to provide clarity to your financial picture. For over 130 years, you have trusted us to guide you in your financial decision-making. Our team has the knowledge and skill to assist you in growing your future. Superior National Bank, and always a superior experience.
Why shop at Kirkish Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkish Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkish has it. Kirkish has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkish Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
Well, it is a hotly contested game here tonight between Dollar Bay, Tamarack City, and Barriga. Dollar Bay had the lead for, I'd say, the first quarter and a half of this one. And Barriga has come back to tie, take the lead, and almost held that lead going into halftime. Save for a steal by Caleb Kentala, a layup and one for Baron Colbert, and is 22-21 in favor of Dollar Bay, the home team here tonight. Your first half scoring unofficially looks like this. Colbert with 3 3-point shots as part of his 14 first half points. The other 8 coming courtesy of 4 from Caleb Kentala, 3 from Noah Turtelot, and 1 for Tyler Yaney. Liam Turtelot, who was the leading scorer in the last game and is the player of the year in the Copper Mountain Conference, he is held scoreless. Sure, we'll see what he can try to do in the second half to help spark his team to a lead and perhaps stretch it out if they get an opportunity. Meanwhile, Barriga is led tonight by Daniel Connor. Connor's got 8 points to his credit. Then you've got 6 from Landon Smith. I have 5 from Easton Foucault. And I must be missing another 2 somewhere along the way because my math tells me I'm short by 2 points. So I'll have to try to circle back in my memory and remember who it is that gets credit for that extra 2 points here. But where we stand is 22-21. It was 14-9 after the first quarter, and Barriga outscoring Dollar Bay 12-8 there in the second quarter, but still trailing by 1 point. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, your chance to win a 12-pack of Pepsi from Pepsi of Houghton. It is next. Our trivia question comes your way after this word from Pepsi.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
Well, plenty of games going on in high school basketball here tonight, and it is the focus of our Pepsi trivia question this evening. If you've won on a Mix 93 or WMPL contest in the last 30 days, we do ask that you give somebody else a chance to win. Telephone number is the call with your answer. It is 906-482-1330. That's 906-482-1330. So tonight, Barriga and Dollar Bay dueling for the district championship here in Dollar Bay. They will face the winner of another district in the region coming up on Tuesday. And my question for you tonight is, at what school's gymnasium is the opposing district being held in? Okay, so the District 98 champion will face the champion of another district coming up on Tuesday in the regional semifinal. And where is the district semifinal for that future regional opponent being held tonight? If you know the answer to that, give our studios a call at 906-482-1330. And you can win a 12-pack of Pepsi courtesy of Pepsi Cola of Houghton. So I announced some of the players of the year and all-conference players. Let's go through some of those again if you missed them. Copper Mountain Conference overall team of the year goes to Dollar Bay, with the Porcupine Mountain Division going to Bessemer and Copper Country Division going to Dollar Bay. It was Jesse Kentala, the coach of the year, and Liam Turtelot, the player of the year from Dollar Bay, while the defensive player of the year goes to Aiden Partinen of Bessemer. The elite team features Turtelot, Daniel Connor of Barriga, Sam Lee of Lons, Chase Lane of Wakefield Marinesco, Jaden Barrett of Bessemer, and Leland Hollenbeck of Bessemer. all-conference first team in the Porcupine Division. I didn't mention that one earlier because that's not the division that these teams come from. But Chase Lane of Watersmeet, Jaden Barrett of Bessemer, Nick Miskovich of Ironwood, Leland Hollenbeck of Bessemer, Jack Nelson of Ontonagon, and Brock Pengrazi of Wakefield Marinesco. Then in the Copper Country Division, Liam Turtelot, Daniel Connor, Sam Lee, Josh Dobatil of Lakeland and Hubble, and Caleb Kentala here from Dollar Bay. Second team all-conference players, Garrett Prisby of Wakefield Marinesco, Brody Majorin of UN Trout Creek, Brendan McCullough of Ironwood, Gus Matrella of Bessemer, and Aiden Partnin of Bessemer. Honorable mentions go to Mason Peska of Ontonagon, Jace Peska of Ontonagon, and Caden Haru of Bessemer. Copper Country Division second teamers, Braden Larson of Chassel, Baron Colbert of Dollar Bay, Joseph Fish of Barraga, Keegan Davidson of Launce, and Blake Lebo of Lakeland and Hubble, with honorable mentions going to Noah Turtelot of Dollar Bay, Grady Olson of Chassel, Talon Larson of Launce, and Easton Foucault here of Barraga. So those are your players and teams of the year. Regional semifinal coming your way from Houghton High School on Tuesday. The regional championship game will be held in Nagani on Thursday. Both of those games set for 7 o'clock starts. And should Dollar Bay be in those games, you'll hear the broadcasts here on WMPL Radio. High school hockey going on this weekend. Houghton takes on Marquette in their quarterfinal at the Barry Event Center, the campus of Northern Michigan University, tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Jimmy the Greek Jr. Young will have the play-by-play for you here on WMPL. They will face the winner of Traverse City, St. Francis, and Freeland, who will actually start at 2 o'clock at the Otsego County Sportsplex in Gaylord earlier in the day. Girls districts of local interest coming up next week in Division II, District 33. It's a non-traditional where Escanaba will be at Houghton on Monday night. Winner faces Nagani in Nagani on Wednesday. Gladstone will be at Kingsford with the district championship held on Friday. That'll face the District 34 champion in the regional semis in Manistique on Monday the 9th. Division 3, District 65, also non-traditional. Monday, Ironwood at West Iron County with the winner at Calumet on Wednesday. Jeffers will take on Westwood in the other matchup on Wednesday with the championship crown next Friday night. Winner of that district faces District 66 champion in the regional semi in Nagani on Monday the 9th. Division 4, girls hosted by UN Trout Creek next week. It'll be Bessemer against Watersmeet on Monday with the winner to face UN Trout Creek at UN Trout Creek on Wednesday, 5:30. Ontonagon, Wakefield, Marinesco to follow at 7. District championship Friday with the District 98 champion, their opponents in Houghton on Monday the 9th. And that District 98 is a non-traditional where Lake Linden will face Dollar Bay on Monday. Winner plays Barraga on Wednesday, Launce at Hancock on Wednesday. Their district championship next Friday, and again, their regional semi in Houghton on Monday the 9th. So those are some of the upcoming district games to be keeping an eye on in girls basketball. Boys district final will continue the District 98 championship game. Dollar Bay and Barraga getting ready for the second half here as the teams back out on the floor already set, ready to roll here for half number two. It is Dollar Bay 22 and Barraga 21 here from Dollar Bay Tamarack City Schools. Again, my name is Josh Yolotello in for West Brom here tonight. Teams returning to the floor here after their last moment conversations prior to the start. Both teams sending their starting units back onto the floor. Only one substitution has occurred. A couple times you've seen Connor Lytle come in for Tyler Yaney for Dollar Bay, and that's all. Barrick has made no substitutions and no others for Dollar Bay tonight. Down low, nearly stolen away, and it is. Colbert got his hand on it to knock it free. Noah Turtelot collects, and now Colbert down below gets fouled, and Fugo is going to get the foul here. Foul on the floor, but it's going to be the third on number two in the visiting purple. Kensalo will inbound. Liam Turtelot did not score in the first half. Looks to end it, but does not. Wide left. Rebound. Connor. Connor's probably approaching double figures in those rebounds. I think 4 or 5, like I said, in the first quarter. Had a couple more since then. And we need a couple more points to hit double figures in scoring. So double-double, perhaps, for Connor. Looking for the basketball here. Looking for a screen, actually, to take. The roll wasn't available. Good coverage by Dollar Bay. Foucault goes inside. And a foul is going to be called on Yaney. Make that Noah Turtelot. Going to get the whistle on this. His first, team's first. Free throw is no good, and it's still a one-point game. He can even it up with the second of the free throws and the shooting foul. And Will. Dollar Bay quickly down the floor the other way. Noah Turtelot gets it in. Noah, the younger of the Turtelot players, getting the scoring action here tonight for Dollar Bay. He's got 5. Liam's got none so far. Ball tipped away, out of bounds. And Blue Bolt basketball. And Kentala for Colbert. Noah Turtelot back to Kentala. Other side, Liam, top of the key for 3. And still can't get one tonight. That one is out. And the rebound for Berriga. One and done there. 24-22. Got the lead here for Dollar Bay. Down low, Landon Smith open. Got Yaney out of the way. And they missed something defensively on a switch. And offensive foul going to be called on Noah Turtelot, barreling through under the basket. So a turnover for Dollar Bay. They're all square 24. Fish, long lead pass to Hendrickson. Sawyer Hendrickson for Foucault. Down low, Connor turns, shoots, rolls off. Smith gets the rebound and still able to possess. Fish tries a three-point shot. It was drifting towards the basket to the right, but not far enough. Fish, though, and the Vikings have it back. Under 6 minutes here, 24-24, third quarter action. Berriga with the basketball. It's Joseph Fish still working here. Goes to his right. Swings it outside. Foucault, 3-point shot is good. And Easton Foucault has given his team the biggest lead of the game for them. It is 3, 27-24. Liam Turtelot. Going to work. Drives, pulls, shoots and misses. Rebound tipped. And all the way to Kentalo, who saves it. Down low for Yaney. And the 2 is good. Still trailing by 1, however, 27-26, and rolling back on defense. Dollar Bay. Easton Foucault going to drive to the basket and rolls off the top. Rebound to Connor. Goes up and 1. No, offensive. Sorry, offensive foul. I thought it was an and 1, but they pointed the other direction. So I got that one wrong, and Connor going to the official asking what it is that he did, gets the explanation from the official and wipe out the basket, did not count. Kentala going to go high glass and miss that. Landon Smith the rebound, a player down and limping a little bit here is Hendrickson. He might come off here, the first Berriga substitution potentially on the way. Thrown for Hendrickson, now down towards the corner, Landon Smith. Cross court tipped away by Baron Colbert. And here will be the substitution. Hendrickson will go out. First player off the bench is Brayson Smith, another 8th grade player. Brayson wears number 15. Bright pink shoes, as opposed to the more subtle light pink shoes for Sawyer, and he's cramped up a little bit, it looks like. Brayson, gets that one tipped away, tried to recover in the corner, but couldn't. Turnover for the Vikings. 4:09 to go, and now counting here in the third quarter. 27-26, visitors of Varaga in the lead. Pencila for Liam Turtelot. Still scoreless in this game. Noah isn't, but he goes to Colbert, who's the leading scorer. Barron goes in, uses glass, doesn't get it. Noah outside, touch pass to Liam. Liam to the free throw line, guarded closely by Fish. Now for Noah, into the lane, runner, no good. Rebound, Connor. Daniel Connor keeps his team defensively there. Stolen by Yaney, who's going to lose it a little bit, lose control of the dribble anyway, but both will reset here. It's Noah Turtelot for Liam. Liam going to handle the basketball a little bit more. ISO, one-on-one. Has to go outside. Colbert didn't realize that Kentula was right there. Lost spacing a little bit. Now Turtelot again. Nods to Kentula here to motion him towards him. Now he'll set a screen for Caleb. Over for Colbert. Takes the three. Dribble drive outside. Noah Turtelot. 3 point up. 3 point down. Noah Turtelot gives his team the lead, 29-27 here. Exchanging the lead here the last little bit. Connor down low. Outside Foucault for three. No good. Rebound was with Yaney. Able to save it before it goes out of bounds to Noah Turtelot. Hand off for Colbert. Colbert rises and lays. Dollar Bay has scored the last seven here. Brayson Smith and a timeout, Barriga. With 2:03 to go here in this third quarter, it is a 30-second timeout taken by the Vikings. Barriga got the first points, but they've sputtered a little bit since. 9-6 being outscored here in the third quarter, which allows Dollar Bay to extend the lead back from one up to four. It was at five after one, one after two. And now again, we stand at four here with 1:03 to go in the third. Doesn't look like we had a Pepsi Trivia winner here tonight. The opposing district that the winner of this district will face in the regional. Where is that game being held tonight? Give a call at 482-1330 and you can win Pepsi from Pepsi of Houghton. Down low, Landon Smith gets a clear lane to the basket on the baseline. Couldn't finish the layup, but two free throws coming up for 14 in the road jersey. Landon Smith will toe the line here. Misses the front. Second and the shooting foul to come up as Lytle has entered the game in place of Yaney, senior in for freshman. Second free throw for Landon Smith is good. And back to one possession game. 3 point lead for Dollar Bay, 31-28. Caleb Kentula stops and turns for Lytle for Colbert. Pointing out for Kentula, is going to circle around the top. All the way down low, dump off for Lytle. Extra pass as he isn't comfortable where he was. Colbert for three, no good. Rebound tapped around and tap two. The Blue Bolts, and it's Liam Turtelot finally breaking the goose egg on his score sheet. He's got a big Dollar Bay three-point shot. Lytle kept that one alive for Kentula, who found the open Turtelot, the three-point arc. And Liam this time did not miss. Fish for the Vikings. to Landon Smith. Wide open three is no good. Colbert the rebound. Dollar Bay now up by six. Close to one of their largest leads of the game here so far, and they could extend it here as Kentula goes to the basket. High off the backboard, no good. Rebound Turtelot, almost lost it. And Liam, they're going to take a timeout. Jesse Kentula will get the timeout here as he saw his senior getting into a little bit of difficulty. 41.7 seconds, just another quick 30-second timeout taken by Dollar Bay. Both teams have utilized their timeouts here tonight, trying to settle their teams, give a little bit of an extra breather here and there for their squads, as neither is very judicious in their substitutions. Barriga's only made the one, and that was because Hendrickson, starting point guard from eighth grade, went to the sidelines to get stretched as it looked like he was cramping. And another eighth grader, Bryson Smith, number 15, came in for him. Meanwhile, it's been a swap of Lytle and Yaney back and forth for Dollar Bay. So they've played six. Barriga's played six. Hendrickson's back out there now for Barriga. Inbound will go into the backcourt where Noah Turtelot will settle it in. 6-point edge. Give for Liam. Liam on the right wing area. Crossover play. Step back fakes to Colbert. And Lytle keeps it moving. Kentula going to walk it back a little closer to half here. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Want to take the last shot here. They're calling out the play. Coach Kentula making his calls. Now Caleb going to drive. Things open up. Goes for the layup and scores. Barriga going to get it in. Colbert going to knock it out of bounds as the third quarter comes to an end. A big layup for Caleb Kentula gets his team a 36-28 edge after three quarters of play. You're listening to MHSAA Boys High School District Basketball on WMPL Radio.
Racing across the Keweenaw, it's the Copper Dog 150 coming soon. In areas without cell service like Copper Harbor, you'll find Pastinet Wi-Fi free during the Copper Dog to keep you connected. Join the fun in Calumet February 28th as the Copper Dog begins, or catch the action on the Superior Properties 5th Street webcam on Pasty Central. It's the Copper Dog 150, February 28th through March 2nd, proudly sponsored by Pasty Central and Pastinet, Keweenaw's internet provider.
Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply carries the largest variety of pet foods and supplies in the area. Over 30 different dog and cat foods to choose from, including Origin, Nutrisource, Diamond, and ProPlan. Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply here in town.
Well, I've got quite the game going here tonight. Dollar Bay leading 36-28 over Barriga. Third quarter was a good one for the home team. 14-7 they outscore Barriga. Took what was a one-point game and turned it into an eight-point lead with one quarter to go. Eight fresh minutes are on the clock, and we are back at it. Kentula, who got the late layup there in the third quarter to reset it back to that eight-point lead. And now the Blue Bolts going to motion and open things up for Kentula again. Caleb looking. Colbert open for three, no good. Rebound tipped right into the face of Sawyer Hendrickson, and tough break for Sawyer. Gets a little check on him from Kentula. Went to go grab the rebound and bounced it right off the face of Hendrickson, and then it went out of bounds. So Dollar Bay keeps the ball. Insult to injury of sorts there for Barriga. Kentula now going to settle it down, regroup on offense. Colbert, going to be motioned down to the corner and underneath. Kentula, they're going to clear the complete side there and out of bounds, capped and lost by Caleb Kentula. And right now, they feel Caleb's advantage offensively is enough to basically clear the entire side of the floor for him those last couple plays. 36-28. Dollar Bay in the lead, looking to hang on for a district championship and advance to next week's regional semifinal in Houghton. They'll take on either Besmer or Wakefield Marinesco. Dribbling, kicking out. Step back, three-pointer for Hendrickson is no good. And the rebound, Colbert, and we've got a foul on the floor. Lytle going to pick up the foul. It's going to be his second. ...36-28... 6:39 to go, fourth quarter. Offense much more of a premium here tonight for Dollar Bay. They broke 70 on Wednesday. Ball tipped away for a second from Connor. He's going to reset it outside. Now here's Fish. Colorful shoes of Joseph Fish. Looking down low, Landon Smith, nice pass. Extra one outside. Foucault dropped it, got it back. 3-1! Whoa! What a shot there for Easton Foucault! A four-point play potentially here for the Vikings. The closeout was too hard for Dollar Bay. I don't know if it was Turtelot who's talking to the official there. No, that's Kentala they give the foul to. Second team foul here in this fourth quarter. Just the first on Caleb. Free throw is good and a four-point play. A huge one there to cut the lead in half from 8 to 4. 36-32. 8:10 to go, fourth quarter. Turtelot down low. Fronts against Fish. Puts it to the dribble to the baseline. Double team comes, fights through it, draws a foul. This may be Landon Smith. Yep, 1-4. A scorers table had to double-check the number to be sure. Liam Turtelot to the free throw line. Good. It is the third on Landon Smith and Liam Turtelot. Try to connect the second of the free throws here. He does. 5 second half points for him. The difference is 6. 38-32. Pass over for Hendrickson. And now Fish looking down low for Smith. Work back outside Hendrickson and Connor. Fish again. Closed out quickly by Noah Turtelot. Fish to the dribble. Now Hendrickson. Looking for Connor down low. Double comes. Doesn't matter. Finishes through with the foul. Daniel Connor's got the double figure scoring here tonight. Again, I don't take rebounds here, but I'm guessing he's relatively close to a double-double here tonight if he's not already there with the basket. Three-point play completes for Daniel Connor. 38-35. Don't look now. Guess who's back? The Berriga Vikings. Noah Turtelot for Liam. Liam, baseline drive. Pick outside. Extra pass to Noah. Went to set up for a three. Instead goes the dribble. And now Caleb will settle it down again. Pentala. Looking for the screen. Goes the other way. Liam Turtelot. Steps up for three. Nails it. Timeout. Dollar Bay. And it is a full timeout with 4:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lead stretch back to 6. 41-35. Dollar Bay's got the lead. You're listening to MHSAA Boys District High School Basketball on WMPL.
Could a new home be in your future? Are you looking to make the American dream of being a homeowner become a reality? Let me make your dreams come true.
Nope, no calls.
Interest rates are currently very attractive, and there are many types of loans available, some with low down payments, which can make owning a home more affordable. We can be reached at 482-1000 or stop by our downtown Houghton office. Remax Douglas Real Estate, online at kiwanarealestate.com.
It's your job to plan where to go. It's Fine Line Tires' job to help you get there safely with quality tires for winter driving, brakes and alignment, and any other work you may need done. Fine Line Tire Hancock and Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guest.
Dollar Bay, 4:54 away from another district title if they can hold a 6-point lead over Berriga, 41-35. Spread has gotten as far as 8 at one stage, but Berriga has found a way to reel them back in a few different times, and that trend, we'll see if it happens again for the Vikings. Heroics on Wednesday night to make it here, and we'll try to do it again. Outside for Joseph Fish. Junior wears number 11. Down low for Connor. Connor up high, can't get it. Rebound, and he's going to pick up a foul as Connor ran through Liam Turtelot on the rebound. It's away from the basketball. Ball had been loose a little bit still, though, so there we go. It is Dollar Bay basketball. Berriga was a bit confused there. They didn't realize that it was a foul on Connor. But indeed, that was the call, and here we go. 4.5 to go in the fourth. Dollar Bay to try to extend on their lead. Kentala surveys. Down low, Yaney wide open for two. And good patience from Caleb Kentala to wait for his player to get open. And Yaney did, and he did not miss. 43-35. Fish to Connor. Daniel Connor to the dribble against Liam Turtelot. Misses the three. Liam grabs the rebound, accelerates down the floor, takes it to the basket, and draws the foul. Slope starting to steepen a little bit here for Berriga. As if Turtelot makes both of these, you'll see a double-digit deficit for the first time. Fortunately for them, he does not make the first. Second one for Liam Turtelot in the air and through the net. 44-35, so still sticking into single digits. But time's starting to become a factor as we get close to 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Down for Landon Smith. Smith to the basket and score! Liam Turtelot wanting a hook. He did not get one. Landon Smith with the layup. 44-37. Noah to Kentala, looking down low. Colbert's just going to work through the lane. Turtelot will go to the dribble here. Liam guarded by Joseph Fish for Caleb Kentala into the lane. Bounce pass to Liam. Back to Caleb. Top of the circle. We'll walk it around a little bit here, under three to go. Screens being set on either side of Hendrickson. He works through them. But Dollar Bay in no hurry to score here. And a whistle and a three in the lane called against Dollar Bay offensively. I didn't think Yaney was in the lane necessarily. He's on the edge of the lane in low block area. But the officials saw it differently, or maybe they saw a different player. But now they're talking to Yaney about it. And so it is a turnover courtesy of the lane violation with 2:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. No winner on our trivia question here tonight. So Dollar Bay's district here, either the Blue Bolts or Vikings will advance to play Bessemer and Wakefield Mare, or Wakefield Mare and Esko. Those teams playing right now in Bessemer. That was the answer to today's question. A.D. Johnson High School in Bessemer, the host school of the District 97 championship The winner of that will face the winner of this game here tonight on Tuesday, 7 o'clock in Houghton. And again, if that is Dollar Bay, we will have the broadcast for you here on WMPL Radio. Blue Bulls 241 away from securing another district championship. Berga's got the basketball right now, however, and they're going to try to cut back into this 7-point lead. Sawyer Hendrickson. Around the back he goes. Loses his dribble a little bit. Caleb Kentala bothers him and almost turned it over. Kentala still closing in. He's going to draw a foul. Got too physical with him there. Too tight on the coverage there for Kentala, who, diminutive player himself, probably doesn't outsize a lot of the point guards he faces, but he does outsize Hendrickson and use some of that physical size to his advantage. Down low, they go towards Yanni. Kentala with the steal. What a steal from Caleb Kentala, and he manages to stay in bounds. And he'll get it back here and cross the timeline. We've got 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Into the corner. Colbert for three. No, too strong. Puts his hands on his head. Can't believe he overshot it that badly. Now we'll head back on defense. Again, a 7-point game, so still a three-possession contest. Connor outside. Foucault. 3-point shot is good. That is 4 threes tonight for Easton Foucault, and we've got a whistle and a foul near the half-court area here, it looks like, against Sawyer Hendrickson. So far from the basket there, Coach Beaver doesn't really like that foul for his young point guard to take. Noah Turtelot into the lane, outside Ganey. Extra pass to Colbert, wide open. Barron's not going to take this, but he throws it away. Going all the way, Easton Foucault, the layup. And we've got a 2-point game. Dollar Bay to get across half court here. Jesse Kentala wants the timeout. And he will take it. Easton Foucault making this a one-possession game with 1:03 to go. Where have the Vikings seen this before? Oh, yeah, 2 days ago against Launce. Eerily similar scores there, too. 2-point game for Dollar Bay right now. Last five coming off the hands of Easton Foucault. .103 remaining here for a chance at a district title. Fans stirring about here. Both teams, fans anxiously awaiting to see what happens here. Viking fans down to the corner on the left waving their flag there, getting their team hyped up. Dollar Bay fans kind of sitting on their hands a little bit, perhaps a touch concerned at the potential of a very good season coming to a premature end. We'll see how it goes, though. They've got a 2-point lead, so with the basketball, an advantageous position to be in for Dollar Bay. And with a few veterans on the team here who played plenty of basketball, like Kentala and Liam Turtelot. You feel good about it. Noah goes inside. He's going to be fouled on a drive to the basket. It's going to be a foul on the floor. So it should be a 1-1 coming up here. Nope, never mind. Take it back. Two-shot foul here. Take that back. So Noah will go to the free throw line here to try to make it back to a multi-possession game if he can. The freshman misses the first. And that feeling you're getting is the pressure rising. Another one here for the youngster. Makes the second. Important one here, though. It's a 3-point game, under a minute to go. Foucault. Stolen away by Turtelot. Liam all the way to the basket. Gets the foul from Fish. That is a huge steal for Liam Turtelot. Had he missed that, could have been an open opportunity the other way. First and only foul so far called on Joseph Fish. Liam makes the first. And Dollar Bay fans can breathe a little bit more to a two-possession game, 46-42. Second one is too hard, and it's rebounded by Connor. Laid back for Fish. Four-point game here. Cross half court is Joseph Fish. The corner, Hendrickson, right back for Fish. Fish to the dribble. Got to look for a shot somewhere. To Landon Smith, and a foul on Yaney's going to be called. A little too physical there on the entry pass. And now that's five fouls on Dollar Bay's side. Second on Yaney, and it's going to be free throws and a stoppage of the clock here for Landon Smith. A couple of big ones coming up here for the junior. Back iron on the first, no good. Timeouts at a premium for these two teams right now. I don't know how many either team has. Maybe one left each. Second free throw is good, so it does make it a one-possession game, 46-43. Liam Turtelot manages to keep it down low. Colbert's a layup uncontested. And quickly, Fish heaves up a three. It is no good, out of bounds. 12.4 to go here. .48-43, 12.4, got to inbound the ball. Turtelot, timeout, might be the team's last one. We shall see, looks like it'd be a full timeout. Well, Dollar Bay on the fringe of taking this one. Barriga needs a steal on the inbound and a quick finish, perhaps a foul to stop the clock and get an and one chance maybe. But it is a two possession, 5 point lead here for Dollar Bay. Liam Turtelot was held pretty quiet in the first, but now up to 10 here in the second half. .4 seconds left, and Liam Turtelot will inbound. Not a lot of room on the baselines in either side here. Turtelot will get it in for Colbert. Waits. Foul comes. 9.1 to go. He just stood there and waited. They had to make a foul call, and it's going to be Daniel Connor, and it's five. That will severely hamper the Vikings' chances at a comeback. Going to get senior Cole Roy off the bench, number five. And Daniel Connor will get a hug from his coach, John Beaver, as that will end his season and his career in all likelihood. And 9.1 seconds to go here. And Colbert will be at the free throw line. Yeah, they did not call it as an intentional foul that would have resulted in no possible rebounders, but Barriga going to keep three of their guys on the other side of the floor, two to rebound here. Goes quiet as Colbert misses the first. Still a 5 point lead with 9.1. Percentages heavily favoring Dollar Bay right now. Barriga will bring a couple more players into the forecourt. Second free throw for Colbert is good. And now the final timeout for Barriga, I do believe. 9.1 to go. 6 point game. It's not over, but the lady's warming up. Winner faces Besmer or Wakefield Marinesco. Their game going on at the same time as ours tonight in Besmer. Face off in Houghton on Tuesday night. Michigan Tech hockey underway right now on Mix 93, taking on Bowling Green. Husky basketball on Senior Day tomorrow against Roosevelt. Noon and 2 o'clock starts, 11:45 pregame with me, myself, and I tomorrow on the air. More Husky hockey coming your way tomorrow night as well as the season regular season finale against Bowling Green tomorrow night, 6:07, also on Mix 93. Barrigo will inbound. Fish, clock starts. Fish runs it up the floor. Nowhere to go with it. Puts up a three, misses, and that is all. Dollar Bay has won another district championship, defeating Barriga 49-43 here tonight in Dollar Bay. Post-game show coming your way with some unofficial stats and more. You're listening to MHSAA Boys District High School Basketball on WMPL.
Are you ready to unlock the door to your new home? At Range Bank, our local lenders streamline the mortgage process just for you. Realize the possibility of home ownership with low down payment options, credit flexibility, and more qualifying choices. Whether it's your first home or your next investment, apply online today. Visit rangebank.com or give me, Joe Sane, a call at 906-226-1020. Range Bank, making home financing easy and accessible for everyone. Range Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Racing across the Keweenaw, it's the Copper Dog 150 coming soon. In areas without cell service like Copper Harbor, you'll find Pastinet Wi-Fi free during the Copper Dog to keep you connected. Join the fun in Calumet February 28th as the Copper Dog begins, or catch the action on the Superior Properties 5th Street webcam on Pasty Central. It's the Copper Dog 150, February 28th through March 2nd, proudly sponsored by Pasty Central and Pastinet, Keweenaw's internet provider.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh cantaloupe, $2.99 with 5 points. Our family regular or thick slice bacon, 12 ounce, $3.99 with 5 points. Giant sweet strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Walworth's Old Fashioned Summer Sausage, 16 ounce, $4.99 with 5 points. And Tasty Choice breaded shrimp, 8 to 12 ounce, buy one, get one free.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
Trophy and medals handed out here just a few moments ago. Your final score, 49-43 in favor of Dollar Bay. And here come the fans. Final scores. There were only three scores that I could tell here for Barriga, and I was off by two. 18 for Foucault, 12 for Landon Smith, 11 for Daniel Connor. And there's two more points that I missed somewhere for the Barriga Vikings, but a good job by Foucault in the final there, able to bring it tight there in the bitter end. Leading scorer in the game goes to Baron Colbert with 19. A lot of his work, 14 in the first half. 10 for Liam Turtelot, most of that coming in the second half. 9 for Noah Turtelot, 6 for Caleb Cantala, 5 for Tyler Yaney. It was Dollar Bay 14-9 in the first quarter. It was Barriga 12-8 in the second. Dollar Bay 14-7 in the third, and Barriga 15-13 in the fourth. Again, your final, 49-43. We'll set up what comes up next and our final segment coming up after this on WMPL.
If you're selling real estate, you need to get in touch with us now. Hi, this is Ginger Strobe from RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate, and we'd love to sell your listing. Now is the time. Selling prices are at all-time highs, and sales are happening quickly. RE/MAX Douglas continues to lead the way in our market. Call me, Ginger Strobe, or any of our full-time agents at RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate of Houghton. We're online at KeweenawRealEstate.com, or you can call us anytime at 906-482-1000.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life, pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And GoGibIt Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogibit.edu and start planning your bold future. GoGibIt Community College. Go bold.
Final segment here from Dollar Bay as the sides of the floor, pretty different reactions, some tears and disappointment to the left where the Verica Vikings season comes to an end and the senior careers of players like Easton Foucault, Daniel Connor, and Cole Roy come to an end. Jubilation to the right where the Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bolts have punched their ticket to the regionals with a district championship. They'll face off against either Besmer or Wakefield Marinesco Tuesday night in Houghton at 7 o'clock. You can buy tickets online. Check out the MHSAA website. Dollar Bay Blue Bolt social media should direct you where to go if you are a Dollar Bay fan and want to know more about that. Meanwhile, high school hockey comes your way tomorrow on WMPL. Houghton takes on Marquette. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock game time from the Barry Event Center in Marquette. Northern Michigan University, the host there. Winner takes on Traverse City, St. Francis, or Freeland, who play at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Then girls district start next week. Monday night, Escanaba and Houghton. Ironwood and West Iron County. Besmer and Waters meet Lake Glendon and Dollar Bay. All open the quarterfinals on the women's girls side of the bracket. Husky hockey underway now on Mix 93. You can check that out with the voice of the Huskies, Dirk Hembroff. I'll be back with you tomorrow for Michigan Tech basketball against Roosevelt for senior day. Big games for the both Husky squads tomorrow. And don't forget the Volworth promotion going on tomorrow. Wear your jersey, your basketball jersey, to the SDC gym, and you could be one of the first 200 fans to get a free hot dog. Tonight's broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Civic Media. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Civic Media. Thanks to Sarah Moylan, the athletic director here at Dollar Bay Tamarack City. Thanks to Dirk Hembroff for his organization of these events. Thanks to Naomi working back at the studios in downtown Hancock and my colleague Justin working next to me here, helping out with some of the power situations we're working with up here, so appreciate his help. That'll do it for our broadcast here tonight. My name is Josh Yellatow. I'll talk to you for Husky basketball tomorrow, and back on Tuesday, more boys high school playoff basketball from Houghton, 6:45 or so pregame right here on WMPL. Have a good night, everyone.
This has been MHSAA High School Basketball on WMPL Radio, brought to you by Fine Line Tire, Turkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax, Douglas Real Estate, and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store, and University Basketball on WMPL Radio is a Civic Media presentation made possible by the MHSAA.